The Senate Banking Committee today discusses whether American banks have been laundering money for terrorist financing and whether the Treasury Department has done enough to stop it. The hearing follows allegations that the Saudi embassy laundered millions of dollars through Riggs Bank. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Riggs Bank occupies a special place in Washington financial circles. It's the bank of embassies. Federal officials say the Saudi embassy deposited and withdrew millions of dollars from its Riggs accounts for years. Banks are supposed to look out for those sorts of transactions and file something called a suspicious activity report with the federal authorities when they happen. Riggs did not alert authorities to all of the suspicious Saudi transactions, and now the FBI and the Treasury Department are investigating the bank.
If a bank chooses not to understand the nature of the customer's transactions, then, you know, there's a lot of things that can go on without the bank knowing about it.
Bert Ely is a banking consultant in Alexandria, Virginia. He says it's tempting for banks that deal with foreign governments to turn a blind eye to what those governments are doing with their money.
There had to have been suspicions about a lot of transactions going through there, but it's one thing to have a suspicion, it's another thing to act on it.
Ely says that because so much of Riggs' business was with embassies, it may have ignored suspicious transactions in order to hang on to valuable customers like the Saudis. And when the story first broke in March, Riggs stopped handling Saudi Arabia's accounts. Embassy spokesman Nahal Al-Jubair says the end of the 25-year relationship between Riggs and the Saudis had nothing to do with questionable transactions. He disputes that these transactions ever took place at all.
We have never been contacted with everything requests that we talk with the Treasury Department and the FBI about it. They have no concerns. Now, I don't know where the concerns come from, and if I remember all the articles have been written, they're always unnamed sources. Interesting, isn't it?
Riggs would not comment for this story. Last week, the bank released a statement saying, quote, "Neither the investigative agencies nor the regulatory agencies have ever informed Riggs that such accounts were used for illegal purposes." But Senate Banking Committee Chairman Richard Shelby of Alabama says it doesn't matter whether the accounts were actually used to finance terrorism. What matters is that the transactions were suspicious and Riggs didn't say anything.
Riggs accepted a risk here that goes with the handling of funds with their origins from other countries. But with that risk comes a duty to carefully review transactions involving either large amounts of money or suspicious circumstances. Riggs apparently disregarded that duty.
A government agency called the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, or OCC, is supposed to regulate banks. Shelby says another question here is why the OCC didn't catch Riggs. It was the FBI that finally sounded the alarm.
I want the OCC to do their job. The sooner they catch people that are violating the regulations and the laws, the better chance we have in our fight against terrorists.
The OCC also declined to comment for this story. The investigation may now widen. Financial analyst Ely says he doesn't think this is an industry-wide scandal, but it may be a problem for Riggs.
My sense is that it is quite possible that other countries have been using Riggs through their Washington embassies to launder money, possibly even in circumstances where Riggs isn't aware of it.
The Washington Post cites anonymous sources saying that Riggs could be fined more than $25 million. The bank announces its quarterly earnings today. It's expected to report a profit, one that could be devoured quickly by federal fines. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.